Mike Hahn is joining us live on WBEN this morning, GOP strategist with Frontline Strategies, former Trump campaign social media director, looking at the mega bill that is being debated in the House this morning. Mike, good morning. Where do things stand?
Good morning. Well, look, it looks like the bill is going to ultimately get to President Trump's desk. It delivers on many of his campaign promises: no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security. He delivers on his border promises and making sure ICE is fully funded. And it gets rid of all of the energy lunacy that took place under the Biden administration and is pushed in the Green New scam by folks like AOC. So the bill is going to get through. It's going to get to the president's desk. And I think Speaker Johnson, I think Leader Thune deserve a lot of credit for being able to deliver on this in such a tight time frame set by the president.
Well, the bill would contain about $4.5 trillion in tax cuts over a 10-year period, which I think is music to a lot of people's ears. However, what it could do to the national debt, not what a lot of people wanted to hear. It seems like this doesn't do a lot in finding a great middle ground, or has that been ironed out with Republicans who have raised that as a serious concern?
Yeah, I think anyone who's been watching this over the last few months knows that there has been a lot of Republican opinions on this bill. And frankly, it's made the bill a lot stronger. So I think a lot of concerns were addressed, especially when that bill went over to the Senate. You had folks like Senator Hawley, who were very, very opposed to any Medicaid cuts and made that part of the bill better. You have the House Freedom Caucus in the House trying to limit the impact on the debt with this bill. So, look, the sausage getting made is always pretty ugly, but I think it made this bill a lot better, put it in a much better spot, and addressed many concerns that Americans would have.
The House can only lose 3 Republican votes for this to get passed. But, you know, once it all is said and done, what's the fallout from this? What is the backlash on Republican senators that didn't vote for it?
Well, I think they'll certainly face primaries if they're going to continue to bash the president's agenda. But look, I think ultimately this bill contains everything that American people voted for in November. And the president was delivered a mandate, and this bill delivers on that mandate. So the voters of the states that these representatives are from are going to have to decide on whether or not they were sent to D.C. to actually do what they were sent there to do. So we'll let the democratic process take its course on that. But at the end of the day, the American people voted for this in November, and anyone voting against it, a little foolish.
A lot of people have said that the reaction to cuts being made to Medicaid is overblown, that it's being blown out of proportion by Democrats. How?
It is. I mean, look, like I said, Senator Hawley in the Senate made sure that there were limited impacts to any Medicaid, and it doesn't cut any spending. There are some different requirements. It's my understanding that they applied to Medicaid, but it actually increases Medicaid spending over a certain amount of years. So there were no Medicaid cuts. I mean, I think this is just typical Democrat talking points of trying to scare people out of the bill and trying to justify why they won't vote for this. Of course, they're harping on one issue. Of course, it's an important issue, but they're harping on one issue in what is a very, very large bill. So if they're clinging to just one issue, you have to kind of read through the lines here and realize that they don't have much to talk about. So that's the fear tactic that they're going with.
You know, one of the issues was to send Medicaid costs to states. Is that, you know, ultimately the best way to do this?
I certainly don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, states are responsible for taking care of the health of their citizens. That is a state issue in our lovely system of federalism. So I think the federal government has enough burden in many different areas. And if states need to fund Medicaid and, you know, they might be able to do a better job at doing so. I don't think anyone wants this continued bloat in the federal government. And as Republicans, we believe in giving power back to the states. So I don't think that's going to be as messy as it may seem.
The president posting on social media, you know, asking for the House GOP to unite. If this bill passes, presumably so, what does that say about the ability to get through legislation for the rest of the next couple of years?
I think it's positive. I mean, look, I think this will probably be the biggest piece of legislation that this Congress passes before midterms in 2026. The scary thing, if you're a Republican, is that if you lose either House of Congress in 2026, the president's agenda is ultimately stalled for the remainder of history. So I think a lot of people, as they're heading to the polls in 2026, need to remember that if they don't have a Republican House, they don't have a Republican Senate, that's kind of the end of the Trump era. So I think this Congress is, I think if they can get this passed, they can certainly get other bills passed by the president, and more importantly, codifying a lot of the executive orders that he signed early on in his presidency. So I think that he certainly has command over Congress, over Republicans in Congress, and he's been in D.C. long enough to know how this type of stuff works, that this Congress can continue to deliver for him, and hopefully we have two more Republican houses after 2026 that can help finish out his term with him.
Mike, thank you for joining us this morning.